You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I am grateful to my sister-in-law. This is Gretchen's sister, Rachel, because she provides, I'd say, fodder for our show from time to time. You might recall, Jeremy, Rachel is the one who fell down roller skating and broke both of her elbows.
Oh,
God. So she had both arms kind of in cast things.
I need some help with everything.
And that is true. And I guess we could talk a little bit about that, but she probably wouldn't enjoy.
I think we all got that. The visual.
Yeah. Anyway, she provides this. She's a single woman in her 40s. And so we've had several topics from my conversations with her, or Gretchen's conversations with her, regarding relationships. But this one is not a relationship issue. It's more along the lines of careers and hobbies and interests. Because she was talking to her sister, my wife, Gretch, about all of the stuff that Gretchen has as a passion. She's passionate about piano and teaching piano. She loves that. I mean, she loves doing that. Had another couple of lessons yesterday. She's passionate about cooking, right? She's got her food site that she does online. She's very passionate about mushroom stuff. And she's become this big TikTok star on regarding mushrooms now. Anyway, Rachel's talking to her and said, you know, what do you do if you don't have a passion? And so they talked about it a little bit, and then she hung up and she was telling me, she goes, Rachel doesn't feel like she has any passion for anything. When it comes to a potential career, there is nothing that fires her up.
Wow.
She has no passion. Now,
why does she get up every day?
That's a good question. I want to talk to you about that. But before we do, let me read a note that one of the Mindbender, because I mentioned this. You know, we talked about it on the show yesterday, a Mindbender Club member wrote, her name is Destiny, which really, I don't know, is it irony or coincidence that her name is Destiny?
Right.
She wrote, I heard you talk about not knowing what your passion is. That's me, 2 exclamation points. I remember crying in high school when I had a long meeting with an advisor and couldn't describe what my passion was. She was adamant that I come up with something, and I remember feeling like a complete loser.
I don't have one.
She writes, I'm now 26. I've never had a real career, just a variety of short-term jobs in a lot of different fields, and I'm finally okay with the idea that I don't have a passion when it comes to working. I'm so glad you're talking about this for people like me.
Do you have to have your passion be your work?
No.
No. So I don't like that the fallback has to be work when it comes to passion.
Well, no, maybe it doesn't, but flip it around. I mean, should your work be something that you're passionate about?
Hopefully it's something that you enjoy, that you get up every day and you're kind of excited to go into, you know, mm-hmm. and you get some sort of rise out of it, I would hope. But like the passion aspect, like to me, a passion is something that you are completely all in on. And it's kind of just like one thing that just all encompasses you. That's all you think about. That's all you want to do. That to me is a passion. Whereas I mean, looking at myself, I would not fall into that. I don't have one all-encompassing thing that I am just so passionate about. So I'm kind of with Rachel.
Hmm.
I can make a list of 20 things that I really like to do, that I've dabbled in, that brings me enjoyment, but none of them mm-hmm. are, you know, I'm not going to run out and get a custom license plate on my car that says, you know, pug lover. And it's not going to be my email address, you know, puglover@gmail.com. I don't have anything like that.
Uh-huh.
I just have a lot of things that I like to do that I'm good at that bring me joy. So I guess I would say that I don't have a passion. I dabble. I'm a dabbler. Mm-hmm. Is she a dabbler?
Let me put it this way. She's got a good job and it's a good paying job. But I know that she's not passionate about it.
Oh, man. Does she like hiking or pottery, painting?
Nope.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know what her deal is.
I don't either. That's why I said she's an interesting cat. I'll tell you that. And it, I mean, I love her. She's fantastic.
Yeah, but you have to.
But it's kind of comes with the territory, right? No, she's really cool. But the thing is, she does speak for a lot of people.
I would say a majority of the people. If you lined up 100 people, I bet 80 of them would be like, I don't have a passion. I'm just going through the motions of my daily life. I don't have anything I'm passionate about.
Our phone lines are open. 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. If you have comments.
What's your passion? What's your passion?
Well, you're kind of putting me on the spot. I mean, I don't know. Do I have a what? I'm not even sure we know what the definition of the passion is, because, like you said, I'm interested in a lot of. I feel like my passions are fluid.
Sure.
Right.
I think it's better if you don't. If you don't have one laser focused passion, it's better to have my list of 20 things, things that you've tried, things that you dabbled in, things that you're good at, because you can be a. You're a better person in a conversation type situation because you can talk about a bunch of different things mm-hmm. versus your one passion about pugs. That's all you're going to talk about and that's all you're known for. You get kind of boring.
Right.
People are bored with talking to you.
I get that.
So I'd rather have a rainbow of passions.
Now, I would have to say, if I'm being honest here, that I do find hosting a morning radio show as a passion because... And maybe it's because I can't imagine my life without it.
Sure.
I enjoy it so much that I would have to say if I have to pick one passion, it is coming in and doing this show. Mm-hmm. And I know that sounds trite, but I think about people ask me all the time, you've done this a long time. When are you going to retire? I'm like, well, I can't even imagine my life without it.
Yeah.
What would that be like? So I guess I have this as a passion. I see lines are ringing.
Yeah.
We should probably jump into a break, and we'll come back, and we'll take some calls on this. And what would you say to Rachel? What would you say to Destiny? You know, what would you say to Jeremy? People who say, I don't, you know, my work is not my passion. I don't have any work that I'm passionate about.
I said a multitude of things I really like to do.
Listener Ashley sent us this message on the Facebook. She says, I was told that some people are jackhammers and some are hummingbirds. Jackhammers are laser focused, work hard at their one interest and one mission and do it well with all their heart. Others are hummingbirds who buzz around and dip into different hobbies and interests just a bit and then float around to another. She says, it's more eloquent than that. No, she says, it's more eloquent than what I can describe at 7 a.m.
Okay, yeah. I get it, though. I get it.
You know, and I think also, you know how we talk about how we're going to get to phone calls here. We're in that age where everything is a 10, right? It's either a 1-star or 5-star. There's nothing in between. And I do start to worry that people confuse the word passion with interests, like the people who say, you know, I'm passionate about 300 different things. I think you have 300 interests. There has to be, not
yeah, that's exactly,
can be a 10,
that's exactly
right?
What I was saying. I don't have a laser focused passion. I've got a bunch of things I really like to do.
Yeah. And I think that's healthy.
And I think it's better. I think it's healthy for sure. Yep.
So, you know, it probably is going to come down to semantics and what we define as a passion. But I don't know. We got people on the phone. That's for sure. Let's start with Teresa. Teresa, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you think about Rachel's comment that she has no passion?
I'm not sure what I think about it. I know that there is, like the one gal was saying, dabblers, and then there's the other ones that are into a little bit of, have like focused on one thing. I'm focused on one thing and have been for years. And
what is it?
My two passions. My hobby passion is my horses. I've had them since I was 18 mm-hmm. and thankfully have a 7-year-old daughter that's just as interested in them. And everything is horse, horse, horse. And then my job, I work in early childhood education and I love children. And I have been working in that for 17 and a half years.
So there you
go. I like that.
You're all in on those two things.
Yeah. And, you know, it's almost isn't it a law that all young girls have to be into horses?
It is. Truly is.
It's a law.
Horses
right?
and unicorns.
But generally they grow out of it. For Teresa, it just never happened.
You have horse stickers all over the back of your truck, Teresa?
Say yes, please.
I do not.
Then I don't believe you. This is not a passion.
I love my Chevy truck, and I am not sticking any stickers on it.
Silverado. All right.
I'm so glad you called. Have a great day, Teresa.
Bye,
okay?
Teresa.
She's a Chevy person, Jeremy.
She's a Chevy
you two
girl.
Cannot get along.
No, we cannot hang out.
Here's Melanie on the phone. Good morning, Melanie. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing this morning?
It just got better, Melanie.
So what can you tell us about this passion?
Well, I'm a little bit over 21 now, so I've got some longevity under my belt. And I think passion is something that, you know, it grows. I mean, I think you're saying that you have to have interests, and those interests, you know, can turn into passions. I think, you know, when you're younger, you need to try lots of different things to find out what works for you.
Amen.
I'm an endurance athlete, and I've spent my time, you know, again, my personal passion was doing that, and it's now become into my professional passion. But that took 20 years for that to happen. And I think if someone, you know, if someone isn't enjoying where they are right now, it's fine. Find where you are right now, and what gets you excited about that moment in time? Is it, you know, if you're in a job that you don't like, well, is there something within that you enjoy? Is it being a team member? Is it encouraging others to be?
Let me jump in and ask you something, because I'll tell you what Rachel said, and we haven't touched on this yet. She wanted to know if making money could be considered her passion, because
sure it could.
It's not like she dislikes her job. She's just not crazy about it, but it pays well. And so her question was, can making money be my passion? And I got to say, yes.
Absolutely.
Well, it's not money. It's like, what is that money going to allow you to do? That's your passion. What are
right.
You going to do?
So
money?
She loves shopping.
In a bank and watch it? Well, again.
Or investing. I mean, if you take that money, invest it, and, you know, maybe investing becomes your passion.
Well,
or watching your money
life,
grow.
It's the life it provides for you, right? Whether if you're going to do travel or something like that. But
I think my new passion is listening to Melanie talk, though.
Oh my gosh.
Let me ask you this,
you're
Melanie.
Lovely.
Would love that.
You are
Let
lovely.
Me ask you this. You said you've taken your passion for endurance sports and you've turned it into a career. What's the career?
Ah, well, funny you should ask that. So I have a company. Can I do a blatant plug?
No, you can't do that, but because we'd have
anyway,
to charge you like $5,000 for that. But
yeah, no, that's free advertising, dude. no, so I have created a company that supports women endurance athletes. So,
well, then I am going to let you give it a plug. What's it called?
Go on, then. It's called Poppy Sports, like the flower, Poppy Sports.
Poppy Sports.
Yeah.
I love it. Hey, we've got to run. We're out of time, but best of luck to you, and thank you for being on the show.
Good luck with your business.
Right, thank you.
So much. You know, I've got friends of mine who are these endurance runners, and it becomes, I don't want to say an addiction, but it's such a passion that they can't imagine their life.
It is an addiction.
With running these, you know.
It's like Marty next door to our sports station.
Exactly.
He runs 30 miles at a time.
Yes.
You know?
And, you know, the friend of mine has done 50 and 100 mile runs.
It turns into like a drug. It's an addiction.
In a way,
yeah.
I think it is. Yeah. But I'm so, you know, respectful of it. Because I sure as hell couldn't do it.
No.
Are we going to try to squeeze in
one more?
One more very quickly. Leah, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you think about having no passion?
I think that she's thinking, I think, too poignant about it. It needs to be a little bit broader. I was thinking about it before I called in, and I'm like, well, I do 27 different things, but they all go down, the root of it is helping people. I'm in mortgage. I like helping my friends get mortgages. I run a blog and networking groups. I like helping small businesses connect with each other and grow their platforms. I run a nonprofit. I help people do small business.
See, you're well-rounded.
When do you eat and when do you sleep?
Yeah. I don't.
When do you date?
We're going to run, Leah. Thank you very much for the call. See, what Leah's saying is that, like, I think you alluded to this, Jeremy, that many times there is there's like a common thread that runs between your interests. And maybe it's a matter of finding out what that common thread is.
Maybe. Or not.
Maybe.
Or just enjoy your 20 things, you know, that bring you joy.
I love thinking about this kind of stuff, and I love the calls. Thank you to everyone who was on the show with us.